Ready to go? Okay, we don't have to do a establish a quorum, the pledge, we've already done that, so we're gonna get right into the work session items. We're gonna start with the regional organizations of city representatives. We have COAC. I'm on that, and I'd like to continue on that. As the primary, we got primary people and secondary people. And this doesn't say that anybody can go to these meetings, it's open to the public. It's just that whether you sit at the table or not, you know, so I just want everybody to realize if they aren't a primary person or secondary, they can still go. Because I plan on going to a few, just to see what they're like, you know.
Don't, Mr. Mayor, don't you have to have a primary person and then you would be the secondary on, I mean, be able to attend all of them anyway?
No. So COAC, I want to be the primary one. If anybody have any objections or anything else, we're just trying to get this settled. If we can't get it settled tonight, we'll go on to the work session next week.
That sounds good. And Mr. Mayor, maybe if I could, can I go over real quick just what they are?
Yep, sure.
Just a real brief description, just so everyone's aware of what the groups are.
Yep.
COAC is the Central Oregon Area Commission on Transportation. It's kind of mouthful. It's really a regional forum for transportation planning, funding, and project prioritization in ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation. They're the state agency that controls all the highways. So this road right here, Highway 97, the city doesn't control that, ODOT does. So this COAC is the group for the Central Oregon region that helps divert planning and funding and project prioritization. So that's
but
COAC.
But they also include rail, air.
Oh yeah, good point.
All transportation.
So
it's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
The little city of Lapine doesn't really have a lot to say, but you know, we do have a say in it.
Yeah. No, that's an important one. And I'll do just a brief description on each one, and then we can circle. I'll let the mayor take it over. We can circle back around. COIC is the Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council, and they're the oversight and policy board that controls the regional economic development, workforce training, and they're also the transit provider for Central Oregon. So the Cascade East Transit, all the buses and public transportation system you see running between Redmond and Bend, Bend and Lapine, Bend and Prineville, all the Tri-County, Jefferson, Crook, and Deschutes County, Central Oregon. COIC is the board that helps govern that, and they generally meet Thursdays monthly in Redmond. So they're the group for that. And then COCO, all the fun acronyms. COCO is the Central Oregon Cities Organization, and that's organized to represent Central Oregon cities in state legislative matters. So the over in Salem, the state's capital, all the elected legislators from across the state are there representing their constituents, making big decisions for the entire state. COCO's job is to represent all the Central Oregon cities, including Lapine. So we have a representative with that group as well. And then we also have the Local Economic Development Advisory Board. That's the SLED board, that's the acronym, the Sun River Lapine Economic Development Board. And they are a sounding board for the local area manager whose job is to bring traded sector jobs into Lapine. So a traded sector job is if you make something here and it gets shipped somewhere else, that's called traded sector. So most of the time it would be a company that would be in our industrial park, like a factory that's making something or a manufacturer that's producing something and shipping it somewhere else. So those are the four, unless I missed one.
Oh,
small cities. That's not on that list. So there is one more, thank you. The Small Cities Network, which is part of the League of Oregon Cities, and there's a lot of groups to keep track of, but this is the statewide association of Oregon cities that advocate and lobby on behalf of all 242, or maybe I'm off one or two, cities in the entire state. And in particular, the small cities have a network that they work together to help push and advance topics that benefit their citizens, like all of us. So those are the five main kind of regional groups that I think we need to...
Yeah, and there's always other groups like the Upper Deschutes Basin Water you know, study, and that's, I went to a few of those, that's a very interesting meeting. We'll end it at that. But it'd be nice if we get these things settled at our first meeting if we can. If not, we'll go on to the work session for next time. So let's go back to COAC. You know, I'll be the primary. Anybody want to be a secondary on that one? I mean, it's, they meet usually three to five at night. Seems like it's every second Tuesday.
Yeah, second Tuesday on alternate months, so generally every other month.
Right. And then the executive board meets every month.
Yeah, and most of the groups, most of these regional groups meet in Redmond, because they that's kind of the central location for Madras and Prideville.
I'll have to say, you do get mileage for that.
There's a reimbursement.
They're reimbursed for mileage if you go to these. So, anybody want to be a secondary on COAC? Are we, no volunteers? Don, you don't want to do that? You aren't interested in transportation?
I kind of wanted to go to COIC meetings because I was on there when transportation was originally brought to La Pine.
There's too many of these. We got to have secondary people that are on other ones too. You know,
so. I understand that.
Okay, we'll just wait. If anybody wants to be a secondary at COAC, just
we're gonna go around again.
We'll go around again.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, COCO, I want to be the primary on that. It's all the mayors go to it. Like Corey explained, a lot of times there's a state representative that phones in and tells what's going on with the state. All of these meetings are interesting.
What does that one mean?
That one meets at Redmond City Hall, and it's in the noon time.
Yeah, it's the lunch hour. It's the third Monday of the month from 11:30 to 1, generally, in Redmond City Hall.
Yeah. And Betty, the Pineville mayor, is the chairman of that one. And the
Pineville mayor?
Yeah, and the co-chair is George from Redmond. Anybody want to be a secondary on that one? Nope.
I think we have
that. Okay, we'll skip that one. Let's go with SLED. Stu's on the economic development.
Yeah, I'm on the committee.
You're on the committee.
So I'd like to continue that.
And I know we're going to have a secondary on this one.
I'll be the secondary if it's okay.
Well, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I say, anybody can go to that. I plan on popping in now and then. Okay. Small Cities Network. Don, you went to that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I'll take that one.
You'd like that? And can we get a secondary on that one?
When does that one meet?
There's no...
That one is a little more sporadic, and the meetings will sort of move regionally. Sometimes they'll be closer to the Gorge. Sometimes they'll be closer to Central Oregon. I think they might meet quarterly.
Usually it's a noon meeting from about 11 until 1, and you have to travel 100 miles most of the time to go to it, because could be anywhere in the north central region.
Yeah.
And they have them like every... 3-4 months
every,
sometimes?
I think it's every the second or third month. I think it's 3 months.
I might be interested in being a secondary on that one.
Okay. Do you want to continue on that one?
Sure. I said I'd take care of that.
Okay. So Don's...
And Connie's going to be the...
Secondary.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay. Now, COIC.
I'd like to be a primary on that one.
Don?
I'll be second on it.
Okay, well, yeah, that's easy. Okay, that's a good one.
So wait a minute, I'm lost.
COIC.
Connie's first.
Connie's first, then
Don's
Don.
Don's second.
What was the one before that?
Small Cities
Small
Network.
Small
Don
cities.
Was primary.
Oh, there, okay.
They just flip-flopped. Keep up.
Yeah, they just flip-flopped on that one. Okay, so all we're looking for is secondary at COAC, and COCO, and we'd be done with this. We don't even have to discuss it again.
I'll be your secondary on COCO.
Okay, good. All right. And the most interesting one, I think, of all of them, we don't have a secondary. Nobody wants to be secondary on COAC?
I'm a little scared to take on too much. It's not that, I mean, I'm very familiar with ODOT and...
Right.
That might be a good one to be a secondary on, because they only meet every other month.
Okay.
And that's definitely something that you could...
And a secondary doesn't mean you have to go to the meetings.
Right.
It just means if the primary person doesn't go, then you're the backup.
Okay.
You know, and I plan on going to all of my primary ones, so...
You can put me down as secondary on COAC.
Good. You got those, Corey?
Got them.
Okay, in the first meeting of every year, we've got to decide on the council president. And this is our first meeting. And I'll just say that I'm going to go be a strict person as far as the charter goes and the regulations, city regulations for the city. And so I'm not supposed to say whether I'm in favor one way or another of anything.
What are the responsibilities of the council president?
Fill in when the mayor's not here.
That's the best way to say it.
You have the same duties as the mayor when the mayor isn't here.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to nominate Stu.
Okay, Stu nominated.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? I don't think we have to vote on that.
I don't think we need a formal motion,
no.
but going the extra mile, I like the enthusiasm bringing in 2017. So
yep. So
I heard that loud and clear.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Are you excited? That's
did I tell you we're going to have 6 months vacation?
High pay, too.
And just reminding me, since this is a work session, I don't know if we can do a formal motion.
No, we're not doing a formal.
No, that was just...
That was a practice run. Yeah.
May I change that, Mr. Mayor? I'd like to suggest
there you go.
That Mr. Martin...
Thank you. Any objections to that suggestion?
Would it do any good? Okay.
You want to object, please?
Okay, those are the items you have to get taken care of the first meeting. Now let's go on to... discussion on the charter, council rules and recs. I mean, we brought this up a few months ago because only because things were becoming a problem, maybe, or problematic. So, and anybody coming in, I know when I came in the council, nobody gave me anything. You know, I just popped in one day and that was it. I had to go to the files to find out. So has everybody looked through the charter? The charter is pretty cut and dry. It's good to read over, but it's, you know, you really can't change a city charter without some extreme measures to do it. The Robert's Rules of Order, you don't change Robert at all. You know, so, but it's good. I hope everybody reads through it, because there's a lot of little fan butts and stuff like that in there. What we're going to have to review is the council rules and procedures. I know we got a list of them, but I understand it's not the right one.
There might be two versions floating around. Really, the only difference that I could see that I went through of the two variations is Section 5, the presiding officer. So that should be the only difference between the two copies. But before you
Karen
leave...
Karen and Stu both have the new one.
They have, oh, do you have some extra copies of the new one for Don and Connie? Yeah, we should have those. One of the interesting things of being still the youngest city in Oregon is that we've got some variations of things floating around. And actually, these were amended twice in the same year, so I can see where that confusion is. But as Dennis was saying, the charter is, call it the constitution of the city. It spells out the various powers and what the council does, the legislative authority. It's what creates the city as a home rule city in Oregon. It gives us power, it gives you power as a council to make quite a lot of decisions. You only amend the charter with a vote of the people. So you'd have to go out and put on the ballot an amendment to the charter. That's a pretty big deal.
If you read through the charter, it's pretty simple stuff. There's nothing complicated.
It's a broad.
It's very broad, high level, exactly. It's the architecture of the city. It's the walls and the foundation and all that. The rules and procedures is the finer things, the sheetrock and the texture and the color of the paint. These can be amended and should be updated, I would say, by resolution. So that's much easier process. And these haven't been updated since 2011. I mean, one of the most glaring things, you can't even get through the first paragraph without going, the South Deschutes County building at 51340 Highway 97. Well, I've never been in that building. That's, and maybe I'm lucky.
That's the one the commissioner was referring to.
Across the street. Right. I've heard some stories. And yeah, so fond memories there, but we're not moving back. So.
But what we'd like to do, we're going to definitely change it. We can't do it all tonight.
Oh, no.
You know, yeah. There's just a few things.
We do need to put our regular city hall in there.
Well, yeah,
with its address.
Just the way the one that I've got.
So that we don't confuse
the world. The meeting room of the South County Shoots Building at 51340 Highway 97, Lapine, Oregon 9377, and just take that all out and then say that regular meetings will be held in the new city hall. Mm-hmm. Just one blue line is on.
Yeah, I will go through and make those kind of edits. That's house cleaning type stuff. I think what I want to propose and why we're talking about this right now is because we have a couple new councilors. We have a new mayor, but I think it's good for everyone, the public, staff, and the entire council, to realize that this is the document that guides how we operate. And there's pieces of this, and I want to turn it back to all of you here shortly if you have certain points you want to talk through. But this will be an ongoing conversation that we have, I would think, over the next couple months, talking about pieces that should be changed and why. And then staff will need to work with legal counsel to draft a resolution and make those changes. Obviously, we'll make the updates to the location of the meetings, things like that. But the broader conversation points would be any of the orders of business or voting procedure. You know, we're not going to change any of the big stuff, I would think. But I'll turn it back over.
I know Don spent some time at this. So do you have some highlighted areas that you have already noted?
2.1, page 2. I think we need to adhere to the, it says that unless otherwise directed by the presiding officer, staff will prepare an agenda for every council meeting. Items may be placed on the regular meeting agenda by any city council member, the city attorney, the city manager, with approval from the council. And council member, such item must be presented to staff not later than 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday, immediately preceding the meeting, and I think we should adhere to that. I don't think there should be, if anybody wants to put something on the council agenda, they should know a week ahead of time. And it goes on to say that it has to be prepared for the councilors by 5 the following day. So if they can't get it in, then it is either directed to a work session at the pleasure of the mayor and the city manager, or they bring it up and just talk about it as an individual at the council meeting, but there's no action taken on it.
Okay, let me comment on that. It's not changing anything. We're just going to
enforce it.
And that's what we're going to do on all of these, because some of it hasn't been ran this way before. And if I'm going to be the mayor, then we got to do things by the book, is all. You know, and that's been an argument along the line here in the city council. So we aren't per se going to change things that we're just going to enforce. So that one's just more of an enforcement one. Okay, Corey?
Yeah, no, I follow that, and yeah. I was expecting to hear something about the distributed to count the agenda packets and materials are distributed to council not later than 5 p.m. on the Thursday. immediately preceding. Those of you who've been on council while I've been here, and I know it was kind of Rick's way when I was his assistant, is generally they would go out sometime on Friday. So we will always aim for Thursday. The only time it'll be on Friday is if we've got, a lot of times we're waiting on material from legal and other pieces of items that, you know, we set a deadline, say we need it by Tuesday. They email Wednesday morning saying we'll get it to you tomorrow, and then it trickles in, you know, later down the road.
Sorry, it says 5 o'clock on
Thursday.
On Thursday. Well, yeah. Nobody's going to come down here at 5 o'clock on Thursday. They won't come down to Friday to pick it up. Let's be reasonable.
Well, or Sunday or
right.
Saturday. Or,
yeah. Well, I think, yeah, no, that's a good point, Don. I think what I'm just trying to share with you is that it is our staff's goal to always hit that 5 o'clock on Thursday date and time. Sometimes the packets might not be ready till Friday. And if you don't pick it up till Monday, that's your prerogative.
Probably won't be there at 8 o'clock Friday morning either.
Okay.
But you usually get it online before
you
get it.
Thank you. That was,
you know, it's always there online if you want to look at it.
The email, the electronic version?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I did this time because the weather had been so bad and my schedule had been all messed up that I just pulled it offline and then told them that I would pick it up when I got here tonight.
Okay.
But it's no different than what I pulled offline. So okay.
Great. I think one thing I was just trying to do was make sure to check in and ensure that everyone's getting enough time to review the materials and feel confident and comfortable with the upcoming meeting and the agenda and all that.
Okay, so let's not spend much more time on that one.
Fair enough. Well,
what else you got there, Don? You highlighted.
Anytime anybody comes to any of our meetings and requests money, I think it should be referred back to a work session to be decided before there's a vote on it. If you bring it up right at a council meeting and somebody's really trying to push through, sometimes it can get passed without real adequate time to go over. So I think any request for money should go through a work session, my personal opinion.
Well, we've discussed this with Corey over the last 6 months, and there's very few things that shouldn't be brought up at a work session. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think how I would see that playing out is that someone with a given cause would come and say, we want money. Now, are they asking for $5 or $5,000? That's really the question. So discussing it at a work session and saying we support that cause is one thing. And then when they come and ask for money, it's the council's decision, and then also looking at the budget to say, well, we only have this much, or we only feel that this much is what should be allocated to that cause. So I think if all I'm doing is just restating and agreeing with the process, Dawn, that I think that makes sense.
I like what you did last time when we had a request. You made a footnote letting us know exactly where the money could come from and that it was actually there, because that's a question that you always have. It's a question that I always ask, do we have money to cover that? So that was very helpful that you put that little footnote there.
And I think the last one we did was it the car?
It was the Lodgepole Dodgers. Yeah, I think it was the snowmobile.
You know, and some of those we've already allotted money for in the budget. So they're just basically coming in to collect it. But yes, I'll agree with you. I mean, any item that's of importance, we should be discussing at a work session.
Well, what is our, well, we don't have a policy regarding, do we?
Regarding that, how items work their way through?
How money request, I know we have the form that they fill out, but I'm sorry, but, you know, we're not the bank.
Oh,
exactly. You know,
really?
We have a budget process that we go through. That's where it should be done. And I know some items come up unexpectedly, but I just get tired of seeing that all the time. And I know that doesn't sound good, but, you know, the city has to be accountable for how we spend the money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 1 year it was going back and forth between the rodeo and Frontier Days, and it still is, but now they're in the budget. You know, say, you know, I, I shouldn't pick on one organization, but you know, each organization does have a worthy cause. But you know, I don't know.
Well, that's why we should discuss it at a work session.
Yeah, okay, that's fine with me.
It seemed there was less that brought it up at the budget meeting this year, and more came at random times than
was allowed.
The previous year, they brought it up at the budget meeting and asked ahead of time when we were planning our budget, rather than this time there wasn't that many. So.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. For big asks, you know, large sums, staff should probably say, hey, come back in May. We're going to have a budget committee. We're going to have budget hearings with the council. You can come make your request then while we're setting the budget.
Exactly.
At that same time, we set aside, most of the time these are tourist related, right? Like the Lodgepole Dodgers or different groups mm-hmm. that are trying to bring tourists into town. We set funds aside, kind of tourism related, discretionary funds that we can give to those tourist groups. We also set aside some that are unrestricted, which we could give to, like we gave money to the STEM group in the summer. That's an unrestricted fund. So I agree, you know, the budget process is ideal for other folks who come in. We'll make sure that they're at a work session first, and all of you will be well informed about that before having to make a vote and decision.
And this goes along with better communication between council, you know. And I'm going to try to really hard on my part work on that. You guys will be getting emails from me that you'll probably be sick of me, but I want to make sure every single council member knows what's going on. That's all. And that helped that process too. So, and I'm going to work with Corey as much as I can track him down, and we can get together to do that.
So he'll be sick of you.
Okay. Is there any other major ticket items? Because we aren't going to decide on this tonight.
Yeah.
Don, we're going to.
I understand that.
I just want to know what the major things that you had, because I know you put some time in it.
It says on 3-2 roll call before the proceedings with the council business, the presiding officer will call the roll of council members. Are we going to have you call that roll, or are we just going to continue to say your name and present?
Probably your name and present.
Well, should it be changed or not? I mean, it's a technical point. I mean, that's just one of those things.
Okay, well, let's think about that one. That's up to you guys. It's not up to me. I'll do whatever's there in there. I'm the presiding officer over the meeting, but yet, you know.
Well, I know in other cities, you're talking the opening of the meeting.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The quorum.
The quorum is established by a vocal of that mm-hmm. counselor, not, okay, everybody's here.
You know, right.
Or it's up to an individual counselor to be accounted for at that meeting.
And that's what we have been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's just written differently in the rules.
Right. Phrased sort of a
Another thing, too, is there any reason that every ordinance that we pass has to be put into effect immediately? Can't any of them wait for the required waiting time?
That's
most. Yeah. I mean, the way it's written is that if you pass an ordinance, it takes 30 days for it to go into effect,
right,
unless it has an emergency declaration attached to it.
Why do we have them?
Well, we have emergency declarations because a lot of times we're trying to get something in place faster than 30 days. So if we have foresight to a lot, some ordinances, they're not time sensitive. Others are, and we do use that emergency declaration quite a bit on ordinances.
Almost all of them.
I'd have to go back and count if it's all of them or not, but a lot of times waiting 30 days is can hold things up. So more it's a matter of if you're in favor of the resolution or the ordinance, I would be curious why having it go in effect immediately opposed to 30 days would be an issue.
Well, and my concern on that's always been, even though it's a practice procedure by government, that emergency declaration, that just makes people nervous, and it makes me nervous. I for one. But that's for a work session.
That's for a work session to discuss that. There's pros and cons to each one of those, whereas some of the ordinance we put in effect, we aren't even thinking about enforcing them for another year down the road. So having it an emergency session doesn't make any sense. But that's just an opinion thrown out there. We'll discuss it, and you guys can. I mean, I want these. This is what I think we're going to do, is, and if everybody's in agreement with this, we're going to take this document and we're going to have everybody study it and come up with their views, and we'll have a work session on it to discuss what changes should be made, and then we'll have a census of opinion on if they should be, and then we're eventually we'll have to do a resolution on them all.
Yeah.
It seems to me that, and I've been attending the meetings for a while, even though right. I haven't had a voice necessarily, but that the emergency declarations come up at times when our policies or procedures are antiquated, or we aren't aware that they are, and so our staff, Tammy, or somebody's bringing it to our attention saying, we need to change this because we want to be able to go forward with building, or someone who wants to purchase a lot, which is a time-sensitive thing, but because of the way our rules are written, we can't do that. And so that's when it becomes an emergency, you know, and it seems like it's something that's obvious, and the words emergency make you nervous, but it's really just a matter of, it's time sensitive.
You know? Yeah, those type of issues, of course.
And that it makes total sense to change it, it's just a matter of ours being written different because of us being new most of the time.
Well, and a lot of us understand that, it's the public who brings it to our attention. Why is it an emergency?
Right.
Well, it's not an emergency. We have to use that word, so it's the public that doesn't understand it. And that's what makes me nervous, is when the public says, well, if it's not an emergency, then why do you use emergency? I mean, it's just something that they like to pick at. So.
That's good to know.
We're going to make that sort of a decision. We'll just run them through all emergency, and we don't have to worry about it from then on. It's just one, that's it.
Yeah, no, and that's a good point. I've heard that, actually, that concern frame before, when we use it too frequently. I think this conversation point, when we dig deeper into whether that change is made or not, what I'd like to do is have our legal counsel weigh in on, is that, I don't know if that's something we can change. That might be an Oregon revised statutes that every city, an ordinance has to wait 30 days. I mean, there's that could be a rule that we don't have the ability to change, and the only way we can expedite that process is by using that term emergency. If that's the case, then the question becomes, okay, staff and council, can this ordinance wait 30 days? Mm-hmm. Let's pass it. You guys adopt it, pass it, excuse me, it's put into effect, and then that one can wait 30 days, that's fine. And then use it more sparingly.
You know, another example is when we had our water emergency. That was an emergency, and that's what people expect. When your drinking water is contaminated, that's an emergency.
Just as a phrasing issue, it means it needs to be more time-sensitive instead of emergency or something.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Any more things and I'll shut up. And I'm not trying to influence on this, but I think it on 6-7, I think that we all ought to look that over and know what it is and either adhere to it or change it, whatever you want to do. And then 8-1, concerning the city manager, 8-2, the city attorney, and on 9-1, I think that those are all things that we should be looked at very carefully and make your opinion come out on those. And I'm not recommending any changes. I think everybody needs to know what's there and approve it.
And I think this is good. This gives an example of why we need to change some things. I mean, just by the things you're bringing up. And we have to be in agreement. It hasn't been done in 5 years, so it needs to be updated anyways. So I would like everybody to really look at this, and then I think the next work session's next week, but we aren't going to have time to do that. They're pretty much full. So
the next month is pretty booked. I've already signed all of you up for a joint meeting with the Board of County Commissioners on February 8th. If you didn't know that, surprise. Tom Anderson, the county administrator, and I have been talking about trying to get one of those meetings scheduled. He wanted to have it a couple months ago with the holidays, with the transition. I said, time out, we're going to have that. Not in January, because we've got things that we need to be working on. Let's do it in February. It's going to be it'll be a work session before a regular session, and we will talk about that at the work session at the end of January. Just a heads up. The only reason I brought that up is that I could see this in like the end of February at a work
session.
That's what I was
going to say. Good. We're pretty booked up for
because February, they don't think I'll be here.
Oh. That's second Wednesday in February. It's a normal council day.
Well, all this isn't going to get decided in one session.
Right.
By any means. You know, it'll probably take a couple months to get it really, because we don't want to make rash decisions or mistakes. You know, we want it accurate, you know. So it'll probably by the end of May, maybe we'll have something, you know.
Yeah, it could be a problem. And one thing I'll just say, Dennis, sorry to interrupt you, is that I handed out to the previous council a list, quite a few of other cities' rules and procedures. So we're not alone in having this document. I'm confident that when this version was put together, it was a combination of other cities' rules and procedures, maybe a couple things tweaked. So if you'd like, I can provide those copies, or if you want to go explore yourself and look at other cities, or if you have questions, just let me know.
Okay, so that's
I'd like to look at what the other cities
some other
have.
Cities.
That you have.
I can put together a list.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants it, I can have it with me.
It's sort of interesting to see the other cities and, you know. Okay, let's move on to number 3, proclamation for the month of January. Ooh, we're in the January, National Mentoring Month.
Yeah, we received this. Patty, is there a date for when we received it on here? Okay, we should add that.
I want to start dates back.
Yeah, I think that would be good. It wasn't that long ago we received it, probably a couple weeks ago, right before Christmas. I guess that was only a week ago, week and a half ago or so. So this is an application for a request for proclamation. This is a new form that city staff put together last summer when we usually get a flurry of proclamations, it looks like, in June, I think, is a popular month. So anyways, this was put together to do exactly what we're doing right now, bringing it to a work session, discussing the cause, discussing if council is comfortable with this request.
And this is just a request. We don't adopt it until next week.
This is just a request. If if the council decided they didn't want to proclaim January this month, then it wouldn't be on the agenda next week. But I'm looking for a little bit of direction.
And besides just this one, there was some discussion when we had some proclamations last year. The city isn't obligated to even do proclamations. They go nowhere. I mean, we don't do anything. We don't advertise them. We don't. There's no meat to it. So,
other than it's a PR thing that they can use, that the city, which
endorsed.
Right. Endorsed the same.
So I'm just throwing it out because there was some discussion last year whether we even should do them or not. So I'm just letting you know on that one. We need your input, I guess, on this one for next week. Whether we want to go forward with this or not.
I'd like some place where it gives a little background. Mm-hmm. I mean, this tells me nothing.
Yeah, they were pretty vague on the topic and purpose of the proclamation. They just said a proclamation designated the month of January as National Mentoring Month.
And for someone that will be at their city council meeting hearing this, you know, they may go, well, what's mentoring? Some people may not.
Yeah.
Oh.
This version, this goes into a little detail of what the whereas is of the goals and the.
Okay, but this is the actual proclamation.
Excuse me. This is the proclamation.
This is what we're going to decide from.
That's what we receive.
This takes place.
Yes. This is what you would be proclaiming. I'm sorry. I should have directed you here. This is the language that they want you to endorse and proclaim as a council.
Okay, but staff receives this.
Yes.
Then does this come to council for approval, or does staff review it, write this, and then it both comes? How's
what we do is we put this form together. Basically, what it's telling folks is that, you know, generally we say proclamations should be submitted 4 weeks prior to the requested council meeting date. So I don't know if they're going to quite hit that or not. It says when our meetings are, we ask for information so that we coordinate with them to get a draft copy of the one-page proclamation attached to the application. And then I think what likely happened is Patty just put our info on the bottom as a draft. So they sent us this language. We put it in proclamation form for you to review. And then this is more just as backup material.
Okay, so this is actually for staff?
Correct. Okay. This is just for our record keeping and kind of facilitating this process.
Are these passed on to council members, the application?
Right now.
No, I mean, are they normally going to come to council?
No, they would, the way we just did it right now, where they were in your packets and we're talking about it right now, that's when you would get it, yeah.
So in other words, staff decides whether we do it or not?
No, you're deciding right now if you want it on the agenda next week.
I just asked if we were going to get this on every time somebody comes and asks for it. That's what I'm asking.
Yes. Okay. In your packet, yes.
That I'm like Stu. I would like to see a little bit more explanation on the individual organization and what they actually do.
It's on this page.
Yeah, I understand. On this particular one, I see nothing wrong with it. But I mean, let's put it this way.
Don, it's on this page. It tells more about what they do.
Yeah, well, I don't have that page.
Yeah, it's in your packet.
It should be behind it.
Okay, and
that's okay. I didn't have the rules.
Yeah, I should have directed you to look at. And maybe in the future we won't even include this page. but this
well,
is
I think
just,
it's good information.
It just added information about the person, and you know, it does say when they requested it and has their contact information, things like that. But this is the one that you should be thinking about.
Okay.
So the question is, do we want to go ahead on this or not?
Well, I think we have to start somewhere with a new procedure. You know, this may not be the one, but it's a start. It's a working document.
Okay, Karen, what's your opinion?
Well, after reading this, I agree with Don. I need more information here. Maybe this justifies some, but it doesn't justify me. And then I think one of the things that bothered me last year when we were talking about these, they don't do anything. I mean, all there are is a piece of paper that we sit and read, and or it's read to us, and then we vote on it, and then it's nothing. No. That seems to be a little bit of a waste of time to me. But maybe that's just my opinion.
Well, like Connie says, it's basically for their PR for them to say the city of Lapine gave us this proclamation, the city of Redmond, the city of Bend, you know, it's to help them out. You know, that's basically all it's for.
And Connie made the point, it means something to them.
Right.
And it does mean, you know, some things do mean a lot, like some of those that we did for the veterans, you know, or, you know, for Chuck when he passed away, the Pearl Harbor survivor. It meant something to his widow, you know, so they do have meaning. But they hold no official power to them, just a sentimental type.
But evidently they do from their standpoint.
Right.
So I think my personal opinion is anything that we as a council could get behind, like this one's Big Brothers and Sisters Better Together and Heart of Oregon Corps, which are all great organizations that they're not asking us for money, they're just saying, hey, support us in this way. And I think as long as we don't, as a council, disagree with maybe the practices or the organization or what they're doing, then I don't see any problem with proclamations. It's a quick, I don't think it's a huge decision. It's just saying, hey, we support you guys. Absolutely, we'll declare it in January.
Do we put them on our website now? Do we put proclamations on our website?
We do.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, but no more plants, please.
Well, I think if it's an individual.
Right.
Yeah.
The one that came up last year.
I know, the rhubarb thing. I was here. I was here.
What happens when you guys don't like one?
Then we don't do it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
You don't have to give any basis or anything for any reason? No. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
John.
Okay.
Do we have a consensus that we go ahead with this or not?
I recommend we go ahead with it.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. And Don, how about you?
You have a quorum already.
I'm seeing enough.
It's not a vote.
But I'm seeing enough heads nodding that it will be on the agenda.
Your opinion is.
No. Well, I have no objection to it.
Okay, let's go ahead on this one, and then maybe when we discuss at a work session the procedures, we can discuss proclamation procedures too. Okay, that sound good?
I don't know if there's any mention of those in there.
No, there's nothing ever mentioned in there.
It might be just an informal policy we can set. Or if we want to just say we don't have proclamations, or we can figure that out.
Mr. Mayor, you can make this actually mean something to the community by putting it on your Facebook page that you started and say that we are proud to say that the city of Lapine, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it gets out so that everybody in the community knows, not just the people that authorized or asked for it.
I'll take that recommendation into consideration.
Will you take that recommendation?
Okay, so anyways, we have a consensus that we're going to go ahead and listen. Okay, public comment.
I'd just like to make a quick comment on when I worked for the school board, we did recognition through proclamations, and usually it makes you look good if you recognize people, and so it's part of making you look good as well as being supportive of something in the community that's good. So I'm saying that you end up looking good if you support proclamations that are worthy of being supported. End of comment.
Thank you.
Ditto.
This is
from a lawyer. That's pretty.
Okay, staff comment.
I'm going to keep it very brief because we're going to have a good slate of topics on the agenda next week. Likely, what we're going to do for the 11th and the 25th, so our normal dates this month, is have a work session and regular session at both meeting dates. We've just got a lot in motion. And we're going to have Gary Farnsworth down from ODOT to talk with you next week. We should have the audit presentation for fiscal year 15-16 here as well. Brenda, our CPA, the finance director for the city, will be here. So we'll likely do those in a work session, and then we'll have some items on the regular agenda to be voted on and approved or not approved by council. So. Just giving you a heads up on that. Look for your packets in the next couple days.
Does that mean the meeting will start earlier?
Let me ask about that too. If you notice in the rules and procedures, it says the meeting will start at 6. If people have noticed, we've kind of been starting at 5:30 lately. I don't know if that's an issue for anyone. These things can be set at any time. You know, Sisters, before Rick got there, they were having way too many meetings. They were meeting at 8 o'clock on Thursday mornings for a work session, and then they'd meet in the afternoon sometimes. And I'm not using that as an example. So I'm looking for your input.
What's everybody's input? 5:30, 6?
5:30. 5:30,
Stu?
10.
No, morning.
I think we need to look at holding some daytime meetings because there are some folks that can't make any meetings. I mean, that's just something to think about for future meetings. But as far as this next one at 5:30, That one is fine, yes.
And that's just to sit real quick, I do want to hear from everyone, but that is something that I would need some heads up on, because like say, I've already coordinated with Gary to be here at 5:30 next week, because I just kind of took that on presumption. But that is a fair point, and that's up to, that's for all of you to decide. You know, the trade-offs are that some people are tied up in the evenings, other people are tied up during the day. There's never going to be a perfect system. So that's my two cents on that.
The majority of the time I'm pretty flexible. Wednesdays are a tough day for me to be daytime meeting. Pretty much any other day of the week, I can make whatever happens that needs to happen. So.
Well, for now, let's keep next week's meetings 5:30.
Yeah, I vote for 6 o'clock if Gary's going to be here. No, 5:30.
Okay, so just 5:30.
Sure.
And it'll be a work session. So we can think about if we want to change the time for the next work session.
Okay.
Sure.
We'll go from there. That's it for staff comments.
Unless my colleagues have anything to add.
This page needs to be revised.
We will revise that, yes. We've got new copies for you. Patty.
Council comments. Stu, you want to start with that one?
It snowed.
It's clear.
That was what I was expecting to hear from Jake.
Boy. No, I don't. I can't think of anything right now.
Wow, okay. Don?
It got cold, and I don't have anything.
We got all kinds of weather broadcasters. Karen, have anything good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, welcome to the new counselors and you, Mr. Mayor. It was a good meeting today. Very interesting. Now I understand proclamations much better than I did before. Man, I'm always one that wants to tell people that we support this. So that's great. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm ready to go home, even though it's cold outside.
Okay, Connie.
I'm excited to be here and excited for a new year, and I'm looking forward to serving the city of Lapine with you guys.
Good. Mayor's comments. Of course, I have some. I think you realize this work session isn't dictated from person to person to person. And I want to keep it that way, but I want everybody just to continue being respectable and not interrupt and stuff like that, you know, and that's in all the rules and regulations. But we aren't going to go like, okay, 3 minutes, Stu. Oh, time's up, you know, and that type of stuff. We aren't going to get into that, you know, especially at a work session. Regular council meeting's a little bit different because you have more public people there and we're voting on stuff and it's more formal. I think we all know that. And in the next couple months, I will recommend changing a few things just to make it more informational. And I think everybody, I don't know if everybody knows, but I got a mayor's Facebook page now. It's City of Lapine, memos from the mayor. And I'm going to put a lot of information that the public, all these meetings are public meetings. So nothing goes on here that shouldn't be made known, a lot of it to the public, you know. And I also want to say if I'm doing something wrong or if I'm doing something that people don't like, please don't be afraid to tell me. Because I'm not that in this for me or to make a lot of points. That's it. And I'm excited. This is going to be a good year. I think we have a good group of counselors here that we can get some things done. We got great staff, all new people, all new good people. So
you might announce the two public meetings that you have coming up.
Yeah, they're on my Facebook page. You'll have to go to it to find out.
I did forget to mention this, which if I can really quickly. Lapine has a warming shelter now. It's an emergency warming shelter. It's going to open up at 0 degrees. It's open for the next 3 days for certain, and then we're scheduled to open up at zero. It's at Calvary Chapel. Anybody can be there. We can house animals even. So it's great if you see somebody in need or think of somebody that needs a flyer. Calvary Chapel's got them. We'll have copies down here. Post them down here, and if anybody else wants to post them, that'd be great. So,
great.
For those that might not know where that's at,
Calvary Chapel's on 3rd Street, beach behind Ray's, kind of tucked back a little bit off the street, but over there by Little D.
Is it the old John L. Scott building? Is that?
Okay.
Is it? Yeah.
They remodeled it.
Did
so, right. We're working on, I didn't hear the final outcome right now. It's just at Calvary Chapel. We're working on maybe separating and having two facilities, a men's and a family kind of facility. But there's a lot of community support. Multiple churches have come together and multiple organizations have donated both money, resources.
They need blankets or
You know, right now we need people.
People, staff, or people in?
People to serve.
There you go.
We have. There's piles of blankets and sleeping bags that people have brought down, and they're not turning anything away at this point. But when I went by there on my way here, it was. We actually have a trailer full of clothing that's been donated, and nice warm clothing, and we had a stack in the corner of plenty of blankets right now. So I don't know what that looks like. I know that the idea is that we'll continue to give them out if they need them, if they need to take them with them. We're not just going to keep them there. We are going to keep some there to service them and stuff, but... So stop in.
It's a great thing.
Volunteer for a couple hour period. Go down and play a game of cards. Hang out and see what it's about. Or
are you guys open 24 hours right now?
They're going to do
that work for volunteers?
6 p.m. to 7 a.m. right now.
Okay.
And so they're going to be overnight. And we're trying to have at least one male and one female. Everybody's so excited right now that the whole parking lot's full of volunteers that are hanging out. They're waiting for somebody to show up.
It's going to be 3 weeks from now. People are showing up at night.
Right. So, but if it goes below zero, and you know, for city staff too, if anybody calls and say, where do I go? You know, it's, right now it's the only place open. So.
Sure. It's important. So. Okay, two more things. She carried on too long. I got to think. When we go to these meetings, I just want everybody to bring up, I'd like reports on them so that the council, the rest of the council knows what transpired at these meetings. I know we used to do it, so maybe we can do that at the end of the agenda, every council meeting, maybe, if we have any reports.
Yeah, that's
something we can. But we got to limit it to a couple minutes. We can't ramble on and on about
it. Or it could be in council comments. And
right.
The other recommendation I put on top of that is that, you know, a lot of these meetings, a lot of the material talked about doesn't necessarily impact the city.
Right.
It still could be good to know and it's good to be a presence there, getting the word out about Lapine, representing Lapine, all that stuff. But I guess what I would try to add is that, you know, if there's a couple, what's the take-home message? If there's a one or two or three main points that impact the city, hey, we need to be thinking about this, or we need to think about that.
That's right.
So that's all.
And if SLED, I hate the acronym, but that was voted on.
You voted on it.
I didn't vote on it. if you do happen to attend on a regular basis, excuse me, that is a lunch meeting, and it would be nice, I mean, every member of that committee volunteers to pay for the lunch for the whole committee. So if you're going to wind up going to like 8 of those meetings or something, please, it'd be nice if you'd offer to buy the lunch for the committee, because there are some members that would attend those meetings every month for a year and never offer to buy a lunch. So just food for thought, you know, be kind, be aware of, you know, we're all volunteers and people are, you know, it comes out of your own pocket. just kind of be aware of that. It'll gain you more respect that way.
Okay. And then the other thing, and we'll get out of here, is that under council comments at the end, that can also be if you have any questions for staff. I mean, I think that's a perfect spot for it. If you want to ask Jake how many sidewalks are shoveled now, you know, we can ask him. That's a joke, but those, think about if you want to ask staff anything, that'll be a good spot under council comments. And we're going to have a council that's going to be really involved, and I think that's so fantastic. Anybody making a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Oh.
Adjourn.
I didn't think we had one.